It was too ridiculous. I wanted to break through the web of suspicion, but I was scared. I touched her, familiarly but awkwardly, because my heart was not strongly in it. There was a brief flash of fury.
"If my father sees you, he will be very angry."
I felt like a puppy having its nose tapped. Embarrassed, I retreated into platitudes and neutrality. I could not figure it out. Undoubtedly, it should have become a love affair, but it always faltered on the brink. I took a week to finish my piece for the Sunday Times, and I had to relive all the agony to do it. I was greatly relieved when it was written, but by then I had developed an infection of the gut which slowed me down for several more days. It was the first illness of the entire journey. In Africa, my health had been perfect, although I had eaten and drunk everything that came my way. There is nothing worse for health than imprisonment and frustration. Francisca and I met several times, but my fear continued to make me as shy as a 14-year-old. My last days in Fortaleza were the beginning of the Festival of São João, a week of celebration throughout Brazil. We went to a dance on the beach where I felt sure I would be able to overcome my faint-heartedness. A big crowd sang and danced and drank at wooden tables under a broad tiled canopy. The moon was full, the air warm on the skin, the coconuts swayed on the shore, everything was auspicious. Until I saw her friends from the office, two policemen I had last seen when I was their prisoner. I even caught a glimpse of the guns in their waistbands, and my ardor froze to ice again. We sat for a while, much later, side by side on the beach, listening to the waves. I longed to touch her smooth long legs, to feel her skin against mine. But I was paralyzed, thinking, once I start, where will it end? I knew it would be our last meeting. We found a taxi after walking a long way, and in the taxi I kissed her for the first time and knew it would have been all right. But by then it was too late.